In your bulletins, you should have an outline, so I encourage you to get that. If you need a Bible, our men would be glad to get them to you. I encourage you to turn your Bibles to the book of Proverbs. The book of Proverbs. And hopefully, by the time we're done with this study, and I don't know when it'll end, we're going to keep going on with wisdom themes, but hopefully you'll know where the book of Proverbs is. And if you are ever wondering what to do for your devotional, I've said this before, but use the book of Proverbs. If you want to have wisdom in your life, and by the way, wisdom, the best definition I have heard is the idea that wisdom is the skill of living, skillful living. And I think we all want to be skillful in this matter of life. And the way we can do that is through gaining insight from God's Word. So if you're wondering what to do in your devotional time, whatever day it is, you go to that particular proverb and read that proverb for the day. So today is the 12th? 19th. I'm about a week behind. The 19th. And so go to Proverbs 19, read that particular proverb, circle, highlight a particular proverb, and think about it throughout that day. So it's really good. And so if there's 31 days in the longest month, and there's 31 chapters, so whatever day it is, go to that proverb. And it's a good exercise for you. And I guarantee you, you'll learn something. If you read a proverb a day, over the course of your life, it'll make a difference, I am sure. Let's bow in prayer. Father, we ask for wisdom today. We want to grow. We want to understand your plan. We want to walk on the right path. And there are so many people crying for us to come down other paths, the wide path in particular, but it leads to destruction. And so, Father, may we be wise. May we be smart as we think about which path. And so give us direction, Father, we pray. May we be willing to listen to your word and obey it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Today we're going to talk about a portrait or the portrait of the fool. Last week we talked about a portrait of the what? Oh, no. Oh, I failed. Last week we talked about the portrait of the simple. Simple. The gullible. Those who are easy prey to those around them. Today we're going to look at the fool. And I don't know about you, but sometimes as when I hear the term fool, I think of an individual or individuals when I think of that. And I can't help but think about when I hear the term fool, I think about some TV programs and some characters on the TV and in the movies. I think of people like Mr. T when he refers to Murdoch. And Murdoch is the crazy person on A-Team. Now, A-Team is, have you ever seen that show? Okay, all right. I'm not promoting the show, but it's a funny show, and especially when Mr. T looks at Murdoch and says, fool, you know, you fool. And Murdoch likes to get under his skin. There are other people that I think of, like Barney Fife on the Andy Griffith Show. You can kind of tell some of my TV viewing. Gomer Pyle, The Three Stooges, good Sunday afternoon viewing. Clouseau in The Pink Panther, Jerry Lewis, and Tim Conway, to name a few. These men, these individuals, just kind of come to my mind, but they come to my mind more because they're dumb, they're stupid, and of course they're playing that role. And sometimes you get embarrassed because of how foolish they act. But when you come to the Bible, and in particular the book of Proverbs, the fool is not just someone who acts silly or funny or stupid or like an idiot. The fool is really very disruptive and dangerous. And so today, you know, you think about those characters I mentioned. Now, hopefully you won't think about them all the time I'm preaching, okay? And think about all the shows that they were in. But I want you to think, that's not the fool according to the Word of God. The fool, according to the Word of God, is someone you never want to imitate, and you want to avoid the behavior of a fool at all costs. In fact, I would like to read a few verses. Now, you heard purposefully Proverbs chapter 15. I don't know if you realized it, but chapters 13 through 17 of the book of Proverbs, something like 30 references to the fool are in those chapters alone. In only 14, 15, 16, over 30 references to fools or foolishness. And you heard a lot of that in the particular proverb that was read for you today about the fool. Something like 80 references in the book of Proverbs alone to the fool or to the foolish. That's a lot. I think Solomon's trying to get the idea over to us. Don't be a fool. Don't play the part of a fool. And rather than just flipping all through the book, I want to just read some of the references for you. Some of them are ones you've heard over and over again. Some of them maybe not. But just listen, and you kind of get the idea that it's important for us to know about the fool. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. How long, O simple ones, will you love being simple? How long will scoffers delight in their scoffing and fools hate knowledge? The wise will inherit honor, but fools get disgrace. O simple ones, learn prudence. O fools, learn sense. The wise of heart will receive commandments, but a babbling fool will come to ruin. The wise lay up knowledge, but the mouth of a fool brings ruin very near. The one who conceals hatred has lying lips, and whoever utters slander is a fool. The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for lack of sense. Doing wrong is like a joke to a fool, but wisdom is pleasure to a man of understanding. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man listens to advice. A prudent man conceals knowledge, but the heart of fools proclaim folly. Every prudent man acts with knowledge, but a fool flaunts his folly. You kind of get the idea? It's not a good thing to be a fool. Let me read a few more. The one who is wise is cautious and turns away from evil, but a fool is reckless and careless. The crown of the wise is their wealth, but the folly of fools brings folly. A few more. A fool despises his father's instruction, but whoever heeds reproof is prudent. The lips of the wise spread knowledge, but not the hearts of fools. A fool takes no pleasure in understanding. A fool's lips walk into a fight, and his mouth invites a beating. Interesting proverb. Let me read that again. A fool's lips walk right into a fight, and his mouth invites a beating. A fool's mouth is his ruin. Better is a poor person who walks in his integrity than one who is crooked in speech and a fool. And we could go on and on. Let me read three more. Crush a fool in a mortar with a pestle along with a crushed grain, yet his folly will not depart from him. If a wise man has an argument with a fool, the fool only rages and laughs, and there is no quiet. The fool gives full vent to his spirit, but a wise man quickly or quietly holds it back. So again, this is only a sampling of what the book of Proverbs is telling us. King Solomon, one of the wisest men who ever lived on the face of this earth, the only one I believe that may have been wiser, that for sure was wiser, was Jesus Christ. He was wisdom embodied, God himself in flesh, complete wisdom. And here he writes to us so that we can learn. There are three different words that are used in the book of Proverbs for the fool. I'll just give them to you if you want to jot them down. The first one is spelled K-E-S-I-L. I don't know exactly how to spell it, especially in Hebrew, but kessel, whatever way you want. It means obstinate or refusing to change, bullheaded. Have you ever heard of... I kind of heard my mother saying that about me at times. You're rather bullheaded. She was probably calling me a fool at that time. And we all kind of go through stages of being simple and foolish and all that. But definitely, I'm sure I characterized myself through my actions as a fool. The other one is E-W-I-L. It's kind of like almost evil, but it's evil. E-W-I-L, and it means stupid or stubborn, pig-headed. Were you ever called that either? You're a little bit pig-headed today. Also, it has the idea of morally corrupt or perverted in that word. So a lot's in about stupid, stubborn, pig-headed, morally corrupt, or perverted. And then there's a third word, Nabal, N-A-B-A-L. Have you ever heard of that term before? Have you ever heard of that name before? In the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 25, we read the story of a man, a rich man, who was named Nabal. We actually taught that a couple weeks ago in our children's class. His wife's name was Abigail. David had protected the flock, the shepherds and the flocks of Nabal. And they had worked hard and they had sacrificed much. And so they came to Nabal one day and they said, "Could we have some food, please?" And Nabal said, "I don't want to give my food to you. I'm going to take care of my own." And so David said to his men, "Strap on your swords, men, and we're going to take care of Nabal and all of his men." And Abigail stepped in the gap and showed some common sense. And she even referred to her own husband as a fool. Now, I don't know exactly how Nabal got his name as fool. My guess is because of his life and because of his actions, that was maybe a name given to him later on. Because I doubt when he came out and was born, they looked at this little baby and said, "Oh, you look like a fool, so let me name you Nabal." No, I don't think that's the case. But somewhere along the line, his actions befell a fool, and he was given the name Nabal. Not a good thing. And this, you'll have to read that account to find out how it turns out. But Abigail stepped in and showed the common sense rather than her husband. It's hard to come up with a simple definition of a fool. It's better to see the actions that are described in the book of Proverbs, and we can thus gain some characteristics of one who is a fool. But again, it is not a good thing. And we share these characteristics, and as we share them, I want you to think this way. Let's not think of all the people out there that are the fools. I want you to think and examine our own hearts and say, are any of these characteristic of my actions? Because I believe that we could be showing forth the actions of a fool even though we claim to be a follower of Christ. And if that is the case, then we need to say, "Lord, change me. Forgive me for my sinful behavior. May I not act like a fool, but may I be wise." So let's work our way through the characteristics of a fool. Number one, the first characteristic is he. Now again, I use the word he, but it could be she. So the fool is often referred to as he in the Proverbs, but it could be man or male or female. He hates wisdom, knowledge, and instruction. He hates it. Doesn't want anything to do with it. Proverbs 1:7, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." Proverbs 1:22, you can jot the reference down. "How long, O simple, will you love being simple? How long will you scoffers delight in scoffing? And fools hate knowledge." Jot this reference down. Psalm 53:1 and Psalm 14:1 both say, "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt, doing an abominable iniquity. There is none that does good." So they leave God out. They deny there is a God. They don't want to live with any respect or reverence for God. They're unteachable. They only want to share their opinions. They will not submit to God. Folks, as I was doing a premarriage counseling session yesterday with a young couple that wants me to marry them, officiate at their wedding, I talked about this foundation that we need to be building, and it must be built on the right foundation, on God. We must have a foundation that is not shaky, but it's solid, and it begins with the fear of the Lord. The most foolish thing that a person can do is leave God out of their lives. And so I pled with them. I said, whatever you do, look to God, go to Him, learn from Him, learn who He is, and trust in Him. Unfortunately, many of us, during the course of a week, we live our lives as if there was no God. And I say this to my own shame. As I look through at the end of the day, as I look back, did I do anything that was characteristic of a follower of Christ? Or am I living my life making decisions and doing things as a fool, not seeking God's direction? When we neglect God's word, we can start to think like those around us. Those around us in school, those around us in the workplace, and many of them do not have any regard for God in their life. Without God in our life, we're building our life on a shaky foundation, and when the storms of life come, our foundation will not hold up. Think Matthew chapter 7, the wise man and the foolish man. The wise man built his house upon the Think about it. The wise man built his house on the rock, okay? The foolish man built his house on the sand. Yes, on the sand. And the point is, of that whole thing, is the idea that we need to hear God's word and obey it. So the wise man who builds his house on the rock is the one who hears God's word and obeys it. The other reference is in the parable of the rich man in Luke chapter 12. The rich man is, he's getting in a huge crop. So he's got to build bigger barns, bigger buildings to store his crops. And he's reveling in that and he's saying, yes, now I can rest and take it easy. And God said, one thing you forgot. You fool. He left God out of all of his plans. He had success according to this world's measurements, but he left God out of his life. And he was referred to as a fool. He neglected his soul, which was the most important thing of all. Number two, as we look here in our characteristics, he not only hates wisdom, but he refuses to turn from evil. He refuses to turn from evil. Proverbs 13:19, a desire fulfilled is sweet to the soul, but to turn away from evil is an abomination to fools. In other words, the fool looks at it and says, that is an abomination for me to turn away from it. I like it. I love it. You'll love this verse, Proverbs 26:11. Again, this is not my word. This is Solomon's words here in the Word of God. Like a dog who returns to his vomit is a fool who repeats his folly. Now, you know how gross that is. Again, we won't get into much detail with that. That's kind of gross. That's the fool going back to his folly. Proverbs 10:23, doing wrong is like a joke to a fool. So here is a man or woman, they're unrighteous, they're flippant in their outlook towards sin, they mock it, and they're willing participants in sin. They enjoy it and they want everyone to enjoy it with them. The third characteristic of a fool is he is undisciplined in every area of his life, but especially as it's referred to in his money, his temper, his lusts, and his mouth. Proverbs 21:20 says, precious treasure and oil are in the wise man's dwelling, but a fool devours it. If he's got it, he devours it. It's gone. Speaking of his treasure. Proverbs 15:2, the tongue of the wise commends knowledge, but the mouths of fools pour out folly. In fact, I looked up every reference to the mouth of the fool, and let me give you the wonderful, pretty picture of the mouth of a fool. He mocks at sin. He boasts of the little he has. He spreads slander. He's quick to give his opinion, but doesn't want to listen. He's wicked in his speech, causes quarrels with his words, despises others, loses his temper and spews nasty words. In his mouth is ruin. He exalts himself. He speaks out of ignorance before he knows the facts. That kind of hits home sometimes, doesn't it? Whoops. blames God for his own failure, brags of causing strife, lies, speaks without thinking first, speaks folly but doesn't listen. All these things are brought out in the Proverbs of the fool. I think we get the idea again that he has a mouth problem. Not because he doesn't brush his teeth or use mouthwash, but because his heart. You know, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And so we see what's going on in his heart by what he speaks. You know, that's kind of, you want to know a barometer of where you are in your life? Do you record your speech? Do you recognize what you're saying? It's indicative of what's in your heart. A fool's lips walk into a fight, and his mouth invites a beating. Number four, the fool will not accept counsel or correction. Proverbs 23:9, do not speak in the hearing of a fool, for he will despise the good sense of your words. No matter what you say, he will not listen. If you rebuke a fool, he will insult you even more. Anyone who corrects a fool will get hurt. It kind of sounds like what's going on in Facebook nowadays, doesn't it? It kind of sounds like what's going on in social media. You know, sometimes I'm not on there as regular, and it's a good thing. I go on there sometimes and I get so distraught that I just, I feel dirty. I need to go wash. Because I feel like some people, they're trying to say a common sense something, and then they're just slammed, and the verbiage that comes out of people's texts and messages, it's awful. There's a saying that says something like this, never wrestle with a pig because you both get dirty, but the pig likes it. That's the fool. They love getting dirty. They love just going right in there and having at it. I'm afraid that a lot of us can be like that and be like the fool if we join in with their conversations. We have to be so careful. Do you accept counsel when someone brings it to you? Or do you naturally resist, bristle, and say, hey, you know about you? I don't like you either. Do we accept counsel? A wise man says, you know what? There's some truth in that, and boy, I mean, they don't say that, you know. I need to change. I need to be willing to accept that. Number five, a fool is proud and careless and thinks he's always right. Do you know anybody like that? Oh my, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes, and that's about all. Because no one else can see that. Proverbs 14:16, one who is wise is cautious and turns away from evil, but a fool is reckless and careless. So a fool is proud and arrogant. He's unrealistic about his own abilities and his own actions. He always wants to show how much he knows. And as I've said before, I love the quote from Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln said, it's better to be quiet and thought a fool than to open your mouth and remove all doubt. And, you know, but again, the fool is always saying, I'm right. I've always know what's best. Number six, the fool cannot be trusted. If you've had anybody under your employment or whatever, if you've had been in charge of anyone who's a fool, you cannot trust them. Proverbs 14:8 says, the wisdom of the prudent is to discern his way, but the folly of fools is deceiving. To employ a fool is a mistake. He is unreliable in his work. You cannot trust. You cannot count on him. In fact, it says this, like an archer who wounds everyone is one who hires a fool or a drunkard. Here's another one. Whoever sends a message by the hand of a fool cuts off his own feet and drinks poison. That's not very good. Don't send a message by a fool or you're in trouble. You might as well just cut off your own legs or your own feet. Wow. Or here's another one, Proverbs 26:7. Like a lame man's legs, which hang useless, is a proverb in the mouth of fools. Again, not someone we want to imitate. Number seven, this is a sad one. A fool is a heartache to his parents. 17:25 says this, "A foolish son is a grief to his father and bitterness to her who bore him." Proverbs 15:5, "The fool despises his father's instruction, but whoever heeds reproof is prudent." Proverbs 15:20, "The wise son makes his father glad, but a foolish man despises his mother." When I use the term heartache, it's really kind of too soft, and I've changed it since then. I want to, instead of "he is a heartache to his parents," I think it's more like "he's a disgrace." I can remember watching some of the decisions that happened in some of my siblings' lives, and I saw the absolute pain and heartache and grief that it caused my parents. And in a lot of ways, because of what I saw my parents go through from some of those times, it helped me to get back on the right path or to stay on the right path, because I realized it was killing my parents. I hope you, as young people that are here, or college students, that you will think about your actions. Are the decisions that I'm making today, or are the decisions I'm about ready to make, are they going to cause an absolute heartache to my parents? Does it mean anything? Do you respect them, or doesn't it matter at all? A son makes his father glad. I'll tell you, there's great joy when seeing your kids following the Lord. No matter how much pain the fool causes his parents, he's not bothered by it. I can't imagine that. Number 8, the fool is dangerous to be around. Dangerous to be around. Proverbs 13:20 says, "Whoever walks with the wise becomes wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm." He's a menace to society. We see in several Proverbs, he who associates with the fool is unwise. He gets a whole town agitated. And here's a proverb for you today. Proverbs 17:12, it's amazing. Proverbs 17:12, "Let a man meet a she-bear, a mama bear, robbed of her cubs rather than a fool in his folly." Have you ever met Mama Bear when she's really irate? I brought up sometimes my Mama Bear's irateness. But you know what? That's nothing compared to the fool in his folly. Dangerous to be around. Number 9, he's not deserving of honor. And this is, again, another interesting proverb. Like snow in the summer, they don't go together, do they? Like snow in the summer or rain in the harvest when you're trying to get it in. So honor is not fitting of a fool. A fool is unpleasant, he's unliked and undesirable. And number 10, he will end in destruction. Do you hear that? A person who goes down that path and continues with the actions of a fool that we've described, it will end in destruction. His life will end up in destruction. It says in Proverbs 10:8, "The wise of heart will receive commandments, but a babbling fool will come to ruin." Fools are on a self-destructive path. They hurt themselves and everyone around them. So, let's bring it down for a landing. Let's land the sermon now, all right? And let's bring a few conclusions and wrap it up. As I mentioned earlier, these characteristics are sometimes descriptive of you and me. And I'm ashamed to even think about it as I look through this list. Some of them are true of our behavior on occasion. It's possible to be wise in some areas of our life and to be foolish in others. Do you agree with that? In fact, I was thinking about this last night as well. We may be wise in the way we handle money, and we may be very skilled, but what about the way we're raising our children? We may be wise at work. We may be the best one. We may have all kinds of awards, but what about our tongues? And again, I think all of us can kind of gulp at that one again, remembering something we've said and wish we'd never said it. We can become so foolish in the way we speak to one another. May God help us. May God help us to be quick to say, "I am so sorry that I just destroyed you with my tongue." We may feel better, but think about the damage that's been done. I hear that all the time. People say, well, I got that one off my chest. Yeah, but you killed everybody around you. It's like taking a big shotgun and boom, there goes my wife. Boom, there goes my kids. Now, but I feel better. That is the fool. And it's hard to undo the damage. We need to repent and ask for forgiveness and say, Lord, forgive me for my foolish behavior. It's easy to point out and say, look at that fool, but what about us? Humility is the key. Hopefully, these behaviors are only a temporary condition. But folks, it shows us all of us need to change. It's easy to point a finger at the fool out there, but what about the fool in here? How is the wise man different? Look down those characteristics on your sheet. The fool hates wisdom. The wise person loves wisdom. Can't get enough of it. The fool refuses to turn from evil. The wise man says, I don't want any part of it. I want to get away from it. I want to run from evil. The fool is undisciplined with his money, his temper, his mouth, and everything else. Hopefully, we will be wise and self-disciplined, which is talked about all through the Word of God, with our money, our temper, our mouth, our lusts, etc. The fool says, I don't want any counsel. I don't need it. The wise person says, bring it on. Wherever I need it, please give me counsel. I need it. The wise increases in his understanding through counsel and correction. The fool says, hey, I'm the best. I'm the center of my universe. But the wise person says, God is the center of the universe. I am nobody in his sight, but praise God for his grace and mercy. 6, the fool can't be trusted. I trust that we can be trusted as a wise person, working in the workplace, giving the best effort, being trustworthy. 7, the fool is a heartache to his parents. The wise son, daughter, person is a joy to his parents. 8, the fool is dangerous to be around. The wise person is a joy to be around, and the wise person is a blessing to be around. 9, the fool doesn't deserve honor. The wise man does deserve honor. 10, the fool ends in destruction. The wise person is on the path of life. You may know someone in your life who acts like a fool all the time. Maybe it's a child, a coworker, relative, classmate, or neighbor. Maybe you're here today and you realize that you have been living your life without any recognition of God. You are living it for yourself, just like the fool. I plead with you. Repent. Put your trust in Jesus Christ alone. Acknowledge your sinfulness and put your trust and your hope in Him alone. And how do you deal with the fools in your life? Listen to them and what they're dealing with and be calm. Listen, but be calm. Don't stoop to their level. Try not to get angry. Listen. 2, love. Love them. Point them to Jesus Christ. Only Christ can change their heart. So listen, love them, and pray for them. Pray that the Holy Spirit will convict them of their foolish ways and that they would turn to Him. Sometimes it looks rather helpless with some of the people that act so foolish in our life. But I believe that if we're willing to listen, love, and pray for them, we may see God do some miraculous things in their life. But again, it begins with us. Lord, change me. Change my attitudes. Change my actions. And may I be more like the wise person that you have shown us in the book of Proverbs. Let's bow in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you again that Solomon has written these words and you have chosen under the inspiration of Scripture, that you have directed men to write these words, and these are for our benefit, for our joy, for our wise living. And God, what a blessing it is to have these words for ourselves. And so may they be markers along the right path, reminders of how we ought to be living. And may these characteristics of the fool be not characteristic of us as believers, as followers of Christ. We pray this in Jesus' name.